Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, when a keli breaks, it no longer could become tameh. With metal kelim specifically, if the keli is so damaged that it can't fit its original purpose, then it cannot become tameh anymore. But if it has some use or some connection to its original purpose, it could still become tameh. Here we'll give examples of metal kelim that break, but the remaining parts could still become tameh. Mishnah says, Hasayif, a sword, Vehasakin, a knife, Vehapigyon, a double-edged knife. There's a blade on both sides. The blade is sharp on both sides. Not that this is coming out of two places, but the blade is not one-sided, it's two-sided. Veharomach, a spear. Magal Yad, a sickle used for chopping bones and wood. Umagal Katsir, a sickle used for harvesting to cut standing grain. Veha Shehod, trimming scissors used to cut hair. Veha Zug Shel Saparim, barber scissors that are used to cut hair but are bigger than the regular trimming scissors. Shenehleku Hare Elu Teme'in, that split apart, they break into two. In these cases, the remaining parts could still become tameh. They're fit for cutting, whatever the original function of the utensil was before it broke. With a scissors, if it breaks, then the two blades became detached from each other, and each blade is its own keli, because now it basically resembles two knives. With all the other cases, a blade split along its width. Part of the blade is still attached to the handle, and part of the blade has no handle, but both parts could be used for cutting in some capacity, and therefore they could still become tameh. Rabbi Yose omer, ha-samuch li-yad tameh, ha-samuch la-rosh tahor. Rabbi Yose makes a distinction between the part that's attached to the handle and the part that is detached from the handle, and he says the part that is attached to the handle could become tameh because it could be used for cutting, but the part that's next to the top of the blade is tahor because it's not going to be used. This type of part, or this part of the blade, does not have a handle, and therefore people will not use it because they do not want to cut themselves. When we're dealing with broken scissors, there's no mahloket. Everyone agrees that there are two blades. Each one of them has a handle on their own. But if you have a knife or a sword, for example, that break into two parts, the part with the handle is still usable. The part without the handle is not usable, according to the B.O.C. We have a machloket about something called a misporet, which are pincers used by women. Think of something like a tweezers, and the blades are blunt, but when they're put together, they create a blade. The Mishnah has a machloket about it. If it broke at its midpoint with two blades that were not, you couldn't put them together anymore, so now they're both blunt. Misporet shenehleka lishnayim. A misporet that splits into two. The two blades are separate. Halacha is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda metameh, v'achami metaharim. Rabbi Yehuda says each blade can become tameh because it's usable for cutting. But the Hachamim say no, each blade is tahor because it's not sharp. It's too blunt to be used for cutting, only with difficulty. And therefore, it's not really a utensil anymore, and it cannot become tameh. It stays tahor going forward.